Okay, let's learn. And first, a mazel tov to the Mayer Fields and their granddaughter, Rivka Ehrenfeld. Great-granddaughter. Great-granddaughter. Rizokha Mirtz Hashem to bring her to Gala, the Torah L'chup, and the Mayer Tzoyvim, Mirtz Hashem. And also, for Fush Shlimit, for Rivka Golda Bas Yehudis, Avma Amba Menchenel, Baruch Tzoy, Rivka Baskia, Ariella, mazel tov Bas Alam. Okay, here we go. I gave you the first week, Baruch Hashem, I actually gave you the source sheets I gave you, and I gave you with the Mishnah on top. Baruch Hashem, I wasn't cheap with the Mishnah. So here we go. Mishnah Gimel, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. And Tignosh Isocho Kiba Mishimon Atzadik. And Tignosh Isocho received from Shimon Atzadik, who is the author from the previous Mishnah. Hu Ayo Omer, he said the following thing. And just remember what the Bardanur said about Hu Ayo Omer. It's not something that they just said once, something that they constantly said, something that they were known for. So this is what Antignosh Isocho said. Altiu kavadam mishamshim esarav amanas lekabel pras. A person shouldn't serve their master on condition that they will get rewarded. Elo hevo kavadam mishamshim esarav shalom amanas lekabel pras. Rather, you should serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should serve your master on the condition of not receiving reward. Just doing it to do his will. And finally, the Mishnah ends up, v'yimor shamayim aleichem. And the fear of heaven should be upon you. The Mishnah is there's a lot of questions on the Mishnah. I'm going to go through three questions, and I want to then apply it a little bit back to our lives. So the first question is that if I think about the word reward in Hebrew, the word pras is not the first word coming to my mind. If I think about the word sechar. Sechar is the more common word. What's the lashon of pras? What's going on here? So it's not my question. This is a lot of people's questions. First, it's the Rabbi Shmuel of Solonim's question, also the Baal HaFla. Baal HaFla was Rav Pinchas Levi Horowitz, the brother of Shmuelko of Nicholsburg. I once quoted Rav Shmuelko of Nicholsburg at my Shabbos table, and my wife screamed out, he made up the name, because Shmuelko is not the most common name, but he's one of the tzaddikim mamish. So if you see my wife, you could tell her that she's wrong. But you don't know I said that, you could tell someone else said that. So they asked this question, what's going on with Lashon Pras? So he says, the Pras in Aramaic, Pras means Mechza. Mechza means half. So someone who serves you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu because you want to get Olam Haba, or you're nice to your wife, or you're nice to your parents because you want a long life. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's just wrong. Like, you know, a kid in my classroom or any kid at home. The best thing to do is you want to do your parents' will just because your parents asked you, not because of the reward. Right, that's just it's a very secondary thing. So pras says the Rabbi Shmuel Simonim and the Baal HaFla, pras to show you that if you someone who does the mitzvah for the reward, it's not even considered the mitzvah. You're considered half the mitzvah. Like you're not doing it for the right reasons. You have ulterior motives. So at the end of the day, you're doing the wrong thing. The Sas Emes actually picks up on something very interesting. The Sas Emes says we're gonna have two Sas Emes today. The first Sas Emes says you actually have to look back at the last Mishnah before. What was the last mission we just did last week? Shimon Tzadik HaYomer, that the world stands on three things. Al Torah, Va'avodah, Va'agimil Chasadim. Says the Sfas Emes. He says he wants to show, because if you actually look in the beginning of the mission, it says, Kiba Mishimon Tzadik. It means that Antignos learned something from Shimon Tzadik. What did he learn from Shimon Tzadik? He learned that even if you want to do these three things, Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed, but you're doing it for the wrong reasons, it's nothing. Because at the end of the day, it's got to be the right reasons. Even though you're going to tell me the Gemara and Pesachim and everywhere in Shas, Shalol Lishma Balishma, at the end of the day, to be able to do the reasons for the right reasons, not to say that I'm good, one day hopefully I'll get to the right reasons. No, that's secondary level, that's B'dievet. We want to try to be Lechachila Jews. Very good. So that's the first thing. What do you say? You can test Hashem on Tzedakah. What do you mean?
I'm an
Azakabas.
The rabbis, every time they make a speech on
the. Right, right. Right, exactly. I guess that's a little more specific. But God, I like it. So the second question that the Sfasimus deals with, and this is just moving on to the second half, it says, Elo hevo ka'avadim ha'mesham shemesorav shalom amanaz ka'apapras. The Mishnah says, you should be like avadim. Just say, what should the Mishnah say? To say avadim. Why do you have to say ke avadim? What's the chaf? What's the chaf adimion? You have to say like. What's going on here? So he says an amazing thing. He says that we know, famously, in Sefer Devarim, we're called banim atem lashem elokeichem. We're called the Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And sometimes children can maybe sometimes take advantage. And, you know, say, right, the famous Machlokes, I believe, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We're passing like Rabbi Meir. Even when we're doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, we're still considered banim, right? Even when Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only consider Hashem's banim, only when you're doing Ratzon Hashem. Rabbi Meir says, no. Only when you, either way, whatever you're doing, you're always considered. So why does it say like avadim? Because a Jew's essence, the Jew's mahus, is a ben. So you have to be like avadim because it's not your essence. It's not your essence. Really, is a ben. Your essence is you're a son and a daughter. But you have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu like an eved who's faithful and loyal and devoted, like we say in davening, and I believe in Baruch Shem. Yishtavach meshubach mefarim belashon chasidav va'avadav. Dafka belashon va'avadav. So dafka, that's why it says dafka va'avadav. And that's it says ke avadim, because at the end of the day we're not avadim, we're dafka, we're banim. Actually, if you look at the last page, just because we're here, yeah. What'd you say? Oh, right. Eved doesn't feel entitled, so therefore you're going to do it with a little more yira. Exactly. Beautiful. I like it. So maybe that connects to the first pshat also. Beautiful. So if you look at the last page, we're going a little out of order. Purim's coming up in a few months. You know, once you get to Hanukkah, then it's 70 days. So we'll go a little out of order. So I was very blessed to be Baruch Hashem in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot. And when you go to Eretz Yisrael, you got to make sure to get some svarim. And you got to make sure to get the svarim that you can't get in America. So the sefer that I got was from the Mei Marum. Who's the Mei Marum? Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap. He was the closest student of Rav Kook. I'll be honest with you, I've learned Rav Kook and I've learned Rav Chalap. Rav Kook is very hard Hebrew. The poetry is very, very, very poetic. Rav Kook, the Maimon brings it down a little bit. If you know anyone who was in YU, Rav Zvulun Chalap, this is his grandfather. So he actually focuses on this Gemara as well. And he talks about, at the end of the day, about how a Jew has to live their life. He quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. When we're doing Kadosh Baruch Hu's will, we're considered children. And we're not doing Hashem's will, we're called avadim. But he says, powerfully, he says, when you do a mitzvah just because you're the son, it's not a shleimus mitzvah. We have to uplift ourselves even from the mitzvahs, from the reality. We're not serving Kadosh Baruch Hu just because we're his children. Even if we weren't children, rakavadim haynu avodim so. It says even though you are a ben, you are a daughter, you have the family in. We have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as if we don't have the family in, as if you don't have the connection. Luzos nikra Moshe veDavid avdei Hashem. That's why Moshe and David were called avdei Hashem. Dafka by other Moshe avdecha, because an eved is someone who could maybe sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, you could feel like you're not entitled. Exactly what Rebelli just said. So I thought that was just a very, very, very powerful, Meimarim. Finally, the third and final question, and then we'll get with a little more practical. What does the beginning and end and have to do with each other? You shouldn't serve Hashem out of the for reward, but you should serve it as not reward and more Shemaim Aleichem. And God, the heaven of God, the spirit should be upon you. Shemaim should be upon you. So Tefer Shlomo, if you look on page number 2, I think, page 2, Tefer Shlomo, getting very fancy here with these packets here, Baruch Hashem. We could thank Cat's little day school for the paper, Baruch Hashem. So don't worry, I asked Rabbi Yonder last year, he said, don't worry, as long as you don't get too crazy. So I don't think this is too crazy. So I guess I have to ask the new head of school what he feels about that when we get it, but that's not for now. Is this thing recording? Okay. Here we go. So the Tefer Shlomo asks this question. The Tefer Shlomo says, what does the end and beginning have to do with each other? So if you look at it on the underline, it says, Horolanu, it teaches us, Hadarach Lishmor, Ulekayim HaTorah, Lebal Yelchu Haoros Ashpos Hachutza, Hi Sheyava Me'ahava Levat, Bli Shum Panel, Vitsa Negi La'atma Klal Az Yochil, Yuspechinas Or HaMakif. So he gets very spiritual for all the litvaks here. I apologize. He gets very spiritual over here. Tefer Shlomo says, when a person does a mitzvah for the mitzvah itself, just because he wants to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Zohar says, that the 613 mitzvahs are not just called mitzvahs, they're called itin. They're ways to get, they're ways of advice to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a Jew does that, he's surrounded by these spiritual sparks. I don't know. End of the day, we feel, when you do something for the right reason, you feel good. And at the end of the day, says the Tefer Shlomo, means when you do it for the right reasons, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel the Shemayim upon you. You're going to feel that you're doing the right thing. You're going to feel like you're uplifted. And it's a real thing. It's a real test case. If you don't feel the Shemayim, if you feel like maybe you didn't do it for the right reasons, then you're not going to have this Or HaMakif around you. And that's what he says over here. Misayim yimor Shemayim aleichem limer. Kazei yimor Shemayim aleichem lahagin tahachitzonim shlo yochlu lingon bachem. Someone who doesn't do it for the right reason, you're not going to be able to connect to the kedusha of that mitzvah. Rabbeinu Yonah says something very similarly. Also, he says, "What does it mean v'yimor shemayim aleichem?" It means that a Jew sometimes needs to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of love and out of fear. Sometimes I'm feeling it, sometimes I'm not. You know, it's a classic high school. I'm sure everyone has. There are times when you're feeling your avodas Hashem. You're feeling coming to Monday Kol. You're feeling to Shabbos. You know, taking that nap or maybe pushing a little harder. At the end of the day, there are two types of relationships. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, if you look on page 3, and well, this will bridge to the last one. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that you need both of these attitudes. So he says the first attitude of shalom, right? Why can't the Mishnah just say serve Hashem? That shouldn't get reward. Why does it say you shouldn't do it, but you should do this? Like, what's going on over here? Right? You shouldn't serve Hashem this way, but you should do it right. Like, you can figure it out. So he says the first, if you look at the line, it says that's Malchus. There's two ways to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'echad, the first one, Shalom and Kapapas, you're doing it not to get the reward. Hainu avodu me'ahava. This is when you're doing it out of love. You're not doing it for the reward. Ha'beis, Shayim Mor Shemaim Aleichem. When you're not feeling it. Avodus Mehira. This is when a Jew serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's not feeling it. He's doing it out of fear. He's doing it out of awe. He says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, you can't pick and choose. You need both. You have to have Avas Hashem and then you have to have Yiras Hashem. You need love of God and fear of God. Sometimes the Avas is not going to be enough. And sometimes Yiras is going to be down. You need Dafka both to be an eternal. It's not one or other, it's Dafka both. And I'm going to show you guys a cool thing. My friend, Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld, he's a psychologist in St. Louis. So he once showed me this in Camp Misora. I don't know if everyone's... I wouldn't be able to see from back there. But if you look at the word Yira in Ahava, if you put Yira on top, Yiresh Alvei, Alvei Beisei. You took the first two letters of Yira, the first two letters of Ahava, where it's spelled Yira. You take the last two letters of Yira, you take the last two letters of Ahava, where it's spelled because they're codependent on each other. You dafka need both. If you have one, then you have nothing. That's good. It's a good remez. No, you dafka need both. And the Vilna Gaon says, why does it say be more Shemayim Aleichem? He says because there's three types of fear. Rabbi Moskowitz went 2 minutes over. I'm going to go 2 minutes over. I apologize. Anyone has to go, please feel like you have to go. The Graz says be more Shemayim Aleichem. What's dafka this lashon of Shemayim? He says there are three types of fear: fear of being punished in this world, fear of being punished in the next world. So dafka a tingosh isoch wants to say. Sphere Kadosh Baruch Hu, not for the punishment of the new world, this world, the next world. That's because you want to fear Kadosh Baruch Hu. So at the end of the day, how do we bring it home? It's very hard. What does it mean to fear Hashem? I don't know. I've never seen anyone shake, and if they're shaking, then they have other issues. It's a hard thing. How do you suffer Kadosh Baruch Hu with Yira? And this will close with like literally 30 seconds. So there's Gemara in Brachos. We know famously the Gemara says on Lama Gimel Mabez, what does Hashem ask for us? Ki'im le Yira. So to fear Him. Well, I like the word to recognize him. And the Gemara says very famously, right? The Gemara says, is Yir Shemayim such a small thing? So the Gemara says, by Moshe it's a small thing, right? By Moshe it's a small thing. And he goes on. Says the Baal Shem Tov of the Vilna Gaon. Okay, very nice. By Moshe Rabbeinu it's a small thing. But what about for every other Yid in the Klal Yisrael? My Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Gemara goes on to the whole thing with the Kli, this and that. The Baal Shem Tov and the Vilna Gaon both say the same shot. He says when you connect yourself to a Rebbe, you connect yourself to someone who mamish is a Dorma Malach Hashem Tzavakos, like the Gemara Chagiga says, who should you learn Torah from? Someone who looks like a Malach, who acts like a Malach in their Midos, and the way they learn, someone who loves Torah, someone who loves people, who loves Midos, says the Baal Shem Tov, when you connect yourself to the Moshe Rabbeinu, It has a gradual effect on you. It has an effect on you. So the Gemara is not saying that every Jew is going to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Gemara is saying make sure that you have a Moshe Rabbeinu in your life, and then if you connect yourself to them, then v'yimor Shemayim Aleichem. So let's just review. We went over three questions. The first question we asked: what's the lashon of pras of schar? We said dafka when a Jew does something out of half thing, or Aramaic paras alashal mechsa. The mitzvah is not, it doesn't even penetrate to Shemayim because it only goes halfway. Asasema says it's actually going on the Mishnah from before. You want to do the right things, the three things in the world to keep the goal, but make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Then the Asasema asks, what's this kalvodim? You should be like servants. Because then the Asasema says, our mohus. Our DNA is banim. Banim atam Hashem alakechem. But don't do it for that. That says Rav Yaakov Mar Shachap. And the Sassamis is very similar. Make sure to do it like you're avadim. And finally, the third and final idea that we focused on was the beginning. You have to do with the end. The Tefera Shlomo says, because if you do it for the right reasons, you have this Ora Makif around you. You'll feel the Kedusha. You feel the holiness. But if you don't feel the holiness, then you know you did it for the wrong reasons. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, you dafka need both. You need the Ahava and you need the Yira. Because if you serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu with one, then you're missing it. Like Rav Shachter said last year when he came for Shabbos, he said our generation needs a little bit of Yira. But my Rebbe Rav Weinberger says that we need a little bit of Ahava. We have to see how much Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us. We dafka need the balance of both. B'shuzocha Meretz Hashem to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu out of Ahava Yira. And b'zocha to mikabash Shabbat Shechzikin and Meher Vino Menon.